وقضى ربك ألا تعبدوا إلا إياه وبالوالدين إحسانا.
Your Lord has decreed that you shall not worship anyone except Him, and He has enjoined kindness to parents.
For humanity.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Salam alaikum wa rahmatullah. This is Hussein and you're listening to our program for humanity from IRIB English Radio. In this program we talk about Islamic teachings pertaining to humanity. And in the previous episode we started covering a very good book in this regard, which is titled A 250-Year-Old Person, which is a combination of the lectures delivered by His Eminence Grand Ayatollah Sayyid Ali Khamenei, covering the life stories and biographies of the great leaders of Islam, the Prophet of Islam, sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and his pure progeny. So we are covering the first chapter of the book, which was about the Prophet of Islam. And we talked about some of the personal characteristics of the Prophet. The last one that we covered was the fact that the Prophet of Islam would keep and hold the balance between his personal relationship with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, tawakkul, trusting Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and his duties, mundane duties with regards to his community. Like, he would plan everything in the full calculative way, and at the same time he would trust and rely on Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for the outcome. And this is what we should do as well in the areas of life that we have duty, like for example parenting. This is very wrong to say that, okay, I just rely on Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for the upbringing of my children, and I don't do anything financially or psychologically, just let Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala take care of them. That is a very big mistake. Another big mistake is to believe that you are doing everything and you are in control of everything, and there is no role of anyone else there. That also is very problematic, and sometimes the universe is going to show you that, I mean, in the hard way. Okay, I'm not saying that Allah is going to show you, because Allah does not take revenge from people. But you're going to see that, no, it was not you. From the start, you had to put your trust and you had to have the tawakkul in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So the best possible and the only way possible to carry out difficult duties or even non-difficult duties is that to combine both. Your planning, strategic planning, full calculative planning, in addition to tawakkul, full trust in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Okay, I love this topic a lot, and that's why I repeated it in three episodes anyways. So the other thing in the character of the Prophet and in his personality is the way that he lived with people in a very humble and friendly way. So he lived with people for 10 years in Medina, and he would spend time literally day and night with his followers. People would go to his house. He would go to the house of his followers. And they were together in masjid. They would walk together. They would work together. They would travel together. They would go through difficulties together. Like, there were difficult times that they were hungry. Like, there was the famine. There was the siege of Medina in the Battle of Trench or Ahzab Confederates. So people and the community would see that this man is just taking every step with us. He would work like a soldier in all battles. Like, for example, it was not to say, okay, I'm the commander, I do not get involved in this. And he would go, and his family would go through all these difficulties, and all those people would see that, okay, he is going through difficulty like everyone else among us. And so he would actually, when they were happy, they were always also together. Like, for example, there's a whole chapter in the report in the hadith books, the seerah, about the jokes of the Prophet with the members of his community, or he would conduct or held competitions, and he would participate in those competitions. So they would spend happy times, sad times, everything together, and he would create memories for the people of his community. That is a great thing. That is a key to success. If you want to impact people, if you want to impact your family members, your children, your wife, your spouse, your husband, you need to create good memories for them. And good memories, you don't need to spend extra money for. No, good memories means you show them humanity, you show them respect, you show them love in those moments that you're together. And believe me, these memories are going to remain with them almost forever. Okay, so we're going to have a break and we come back. Allahumma salli ala Muhammadin al-Mustafa. Allahumma salli ala Muhammadin al-Mustafa. Welcome back. This is Hussein, and you're listening to your program for humanity from IRIB English Radio. We're talking about how the Prophet of Islam, Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, would spend time with his community. He would not make a distance between himself and the community to say, okay, I am the Prophet of God, and these people are like, they don't know anything. No. Actually, we have in our hadith that when there was a discussion, conversation, as long as it was not, it did not involve any sin, for example, backbiting, slander, or anything, the Prophet would actually participate in it. People were talking about, for example, the camels that they have or the conditions of, I don't know, the herds of the sheep or whatever. The Prophet would not stop saying, okay, these are some low chats that I do not interfere, and after a while people realize, no, this is weird that at the presence of the Prophet we are talking about this. No, he would participate, like for example asking this person what's going on about this, what's going on about that. So he would not keep himself up and show people, no, you don't, in my presence you don't have the right to talk about these things. No, he would act normally and participate in the chats that they have, as I said, as long as it was not a waste of time, as long as it did not involve any sin. And people would love that. So companionship, husnus suhbah, we have this in the teachings of both the Ahlul Bayt alayhi wasalam and the Prophet, that husnus suhbah is one sign of a good believer. A good believer does not show weird faces when he is in company of someone else. No, he tries his best to make them enjoy that companionship. This is called husnus suhbah. That's a different discussion. It's a very good discussion. We can have it sometime. So, and this made him, this behavior of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, made him very popular. Actually, there's this story that Abu Sufyan, on the night of the triumphant entrance of the Prophet to Mecca, the night before it, the eve. So Abu Sufyan came to the camp of the Prophet under the protection of Abbas, the uncle of the Prophet. And according to the historical account, he says that when the time for the Fajr, the dawn prayer came, I saw that Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam is making wudu, taking ablution, getting ready for the prayer, washing his hand and everything. And then his companions are trying to get the drops of water from his ablution as a source of blessing. So he was popular this much with the people of his own community, people who they have spent time together. Generally, when you spend time with people, sometimes it happens. You are popular with the people who have not seen you, but then with the people around your close circle, no. But for Abu Sufyan to see that even the people around him love him so much and believe in the sanctity and the holiness of Prophet to this level, he said, In that moment, I realized that we are doomed. We cannot do anything. Because he said, I had seen the empires of the time, Kasra, Persian Empire, Roman Empire, and the people around them did not love them to this level. And in this quality, in this way, in this kind, I realized this is a different thing and we cannot stand against him. And he came back and they surrendered and Islam was the prevalent, pervasive and full dominant religion over Arabian Peninsula. Okay, this is for this episode. We're going to continue the discussion in the next episode. Inshallah. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Jannah, Jannah, it's all I ever wish for. This life is not eternal, but the next will last forever. Jannah.